Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Sorry, I'm nicking the accident from Punjabi.
You can actually change Alexa's accent to Indian if you change their voice, like an English, like Indian voice. You can actually change her accent if you change the language to like English Indian.
That's awesome.
Change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next message.
I can't do this anymore. I just can't. I'm so tired. My eyes just want to go to sleep. I've got toothpicks under them to keep them open. And I don't know if you've actually ever done that before, but it is very soothing for the acupuncture.
Oh, yes.
Now, I would not recommend that you go ahead and try closing them while you have toothpicks under your eyelids, because you might poke your eyeball out. And that would be tragic. Anyway, I'm delusional. I need to go to bed.
Tragic, darling. Tragic.
I'm here, and so was she, and so was he, and so are they at the foot of my bed.
We all are.
If you're in the market for a used car or truck, come on down to Sean Connery's Used Cars and Trucks, where we don't give a fuck if you want a used car or truck.
Oh,
I love that, so I do. I mean, being Sean Connery myself, we roll our R's and we stroke our pushies, you know. Anyway, next message, Mr. Smith.
Can you see the messages?
No, I can't. You're going to have to finger them for me.
Uh-oh. I was trying to save. Oh, God, I'm lost in... Oh, God, I'm lost in an app world now. Which app did I open and where am I? Help, let me out. Dear Lord, dear Lord.
Come
dear
back.
God.
We're pulling on the rope. Come back to us. Listen
Clever.
To the sound of my voice.
Give me just a moment. I'm lost in the ethers. I'm lost in the ethers here. I don't know what happened. I'm trying to be Paul. That's my attempt at being Paul. Lost in the ethers. I'm literally
yesterday.
Lost in the ethers.
Oh my God,
it
seems
so
far away.
Now I need a place to hide away.
Oh,
I believe
yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, next message.
I recently discovered my favorite American song. It's called What in the Butt. I said What in the Butt. You want to do it in the butt? In the butt. You want to do it in the butt? Okay. Satisfaction guaranteed. I can give you what you need. What?
That did not just happen. That did not just happen.
It really did.
Oh my God. What? In the butt. Oh yeah. What? In the butt. I can picture like an Indian woman twerking like in her kitchen.
Oh my God.
with her
wedding dress on.
Yes, preferably not while she is getting acid thrown in her face. No, this is not okay. It is not okay to do this, to throw the acid in the wife at the face of the wife at the face of the wife. It is not okay. Under any circumstance, you must not do this. Let her twerk. Let her twerk it out. It is okay.
Twerk it
out. Oops. Yes. Next message. I was trying to save it, the clip, but I am back. I lost in the ethers once again, but I am back.
You guys are amazing. This is some of my favorite stuff to catch on stereo, so I'm definitely going to look for you guys more in the future. And,
Thank you
both,
share
and also thank you for, appreciate the tip. I will stop referring to Londoners as proper British.
Please
do
it. Please
do
it. Do
us a favor, share this,
and tag us both in it. Tag yourselves, yeah. Tag Stereo, tag us, because Stereo might enter us in a Stereo's Got Talent competition. And that would be really fun, and I would be honored, and it's a lifelong dream of mine, so...
I wouldn't. I would be broken down. I would cry.
I would totally cry. I'm not even gonna lie. I would totally cry as I was masturbating and grabbing pussy. I would be lying and crying and grabbing. Not gonna lie.
Same here.
At least I've come away from my original version of the British, my original version of British accents, just based on, I don't like spam!
Well, see, to be honest, that is kind of like your kind of sort of British accent, because it was just like, it was just a very, very English British accent, you know, and that's absolutely fine.
No, spot on, but you know, like Pyro said, it's all about the dialects, and oh my god, you've got, you know, I guess because you're close, I don't know what it is, you're good, you're really good, you can nail them by region, like, wow, that's impressive. So but no, to what he just said, man, go with what you got, like you said, go with what you got, with what's easy, and then imagine somebody else doing that voice and tweak it just a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
exactly.
know, that's what
exactly. Mundo, dude.
That's what I do.
Exactly.
Bro.
We do. Bra. I don't wear a bra. I mean, my pecs aren't that big just yet.
I mean, I got about a B cup as far as my man titties go. But,
B cup.
I'm right around B cup. With little bee sting nipples, though. I got them tiny little bee stem nipples. Barely about a quarter, but you know, it's okay. I got my suction pump, though, so they're starting to produce.
Anyway, any last messages here?
Whoops, I tried to hit
and
one.
And another
Whoops.
Thing, I feel you. It makes sense, because sometimes
Ooh,
we all gotta grab
me.
A slice of that pizza gate.
That's it.
Yeah, wasn't that funny? That was a total, like, I don't know, not a Freudian slip, but it was a total brain fart slip. Pizza
it was. It was a Clinton slip. I mean, sometimes you don't like to slip into Clinton, but when you slip past one, you have to talk about Ooh. Pizza.
It gets greasy. Talking about Clintons, it gets greasy. You need to shower
really
after
does.
That shit. Anyway. You need to shower after talking about that prevert.
Black bitches. Like, they're niggers. I don't care.
Hey, whoa, no. We are not using that language in here, young gentlemen.
Is that a little,
I will call the wizard. Yes, I will call forth the wizard and do Fetus Deletus. And bang!
The child has been called forth, and I have deleted said fetus.
Child is gone. I muted him. Please do not use profanities in here unless you are at least above 3 foot tall.
And you should have been, prevented, shall we say, from being on this app because you are a child. So I'm not going to say that I wish your parents used birth control, but I wish your parents used birth control. Now be gone with you.
And another thing. What's up, man? Just want to come through and show you some love. I heard when you stopped through and said that you were about to go on live. So, dude, good to see you live on Stereo. Also, Pyro's Blaze Gate, what is going on? How many voices can we do? I'm sure very, very, very many. Multi-talented, that's for sure. Love to see it, guys. Your boy Jersey Worthy. What up?
Thank you very much for that, Pyro. That was very good. You sounded very, 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 very American, if you know what I mean. Very American.
Thank you, Jersey Worthy in the house. Somebody take a clip of that. Save that clip. Tag Jersey Worthy. Tag ourselves in it. Jersey Worthy! He does Stereo Has Talent, a talent show on Stereo every Wednesday, 6 p.m., drop in there, show some love to Jersey Worthy and E. Reed, and show them what you got. It doesn't even matter what your talent is, just bring it. And they are all ears. They're appreciative that they come with nothing but love. And he's got a stage for you to shine on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
one moment. I'm lost in saving Clipland again, because that was brilliant, so I had to save it. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Give me just a moment.
I'm lost in the ethers again, but I will be back.
Freeze,
before I neutralize you with my P32 regulator. Marvin the Martian.
Oh, I love Marvin. I love me Marvin. He's so funny. Fuckering, fuckatash.
Fuckatash. Sylvester? Is that Sylvester? Suffering fuckatash. Darn it, the button's not working.
Yo, this show is great. Very funny stuff. I just shared it on Instagram, letting some folks know that you're live, man. Keep doing your thing. And another thing, Pyro's Blaze Gate. Love to see it.
No, but we're just finishing. You came in right at the end. Jeremy, how could you do me like this? You came in right at the end, and I never even get covered. My toenails get covered. You came right at the end.
How are you going to do me like that, Jay-Z? How are you going to do me like that, honey? We've been on here for like an hour and a half. You show up in the last 3 minutes, and you're giving us love, and you're telling people to come here, but now we're leaving. Oh, my God, my heart is broken, Jay-Z.
My heart is broken. I can feel the pain.
I can feel the plane. The plane is going down.
Worthy came into the house, but he came in a little late.
The plane went down.
You know what, buddy? This has been one hell of a show. And for that, and my cousin Jezebel are going to go over and go to our house, have sex later on. And then, we've been married for about 30 years. Was love at first sight, met her at family reunion. And everything else been kosher. All right, now, I'll talk to y'all later.
Goodbye now.
Why?
Welcome back, guys, here.
I just need to throw a thank you out to the Black Superman there, because I'm fitting to go get with my third cousin sister wife here in just a moment. Because... you know, she just had a child, and the other two, well, they pregnant at the moment with their feet tied up in the kitchen there, so, you know, bound up so they can't get away and whatnot. So I got to go impregnate that third sister wife, and then I'm going to bound her feet up, you know. And then, you know, once them chillin's old enough, well, I got to stop right there.
Exactly.
Grammy, get over here. Take out them dentures.
Desirable big man to you, because we finished our date. He was missing.
Excuse me. Now, Sarah's coming in here, giving me her castaways, her cast-offs. There is this ginormous man. He's 6'11". She says she's coming in, giving me this man. It's just like, I don't want your tacky cast-offs. Put them at a jumble sale, you know, look at old car boot sale. I don't want your giant man thing, Sarah. Come on. But thanks anyway. I'll maybe take him anyway. At least I'll put a ring on it.
We don't need your poppycock around here, is what we're
saying. Your poppycock. Exactly. Might need the cock, but not the poppycock. Because poppy's on a cock, that would send me to sleep.
You like a cheese?
No, fly, my monkey, fly.
I'm a like a cheese. You know like a cheese?
I don't like a cheese, no.
Okay, and because I'm a having some cheese around here, I'm a make it to cheese from my sister's a breast of milk. It's a very nice cheese. You know like the cheese?
That's breast milk. That's funny. My sister's a breast of milk.
From my sister's a breast of milk. We make the mozzarella too. Yes, it's very nice. It's very fresh.
It tastes a little bit like a vinegar, no?
It's a little spicy, yes, a little spicy.
A little spicy, just a little.
Oh, much love, folks. Much love to you, pizza. My God, damn it, I keep saying
pizza gate. Much love, much love.
Oh, God. Everybody in the house, we got to give it up to everybody in the house coming through, showing love.
Everybody
thank
in the house,
so
everybody
much.
In the house. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Josh Bartz, Colin Baines, Black Superman. Oops, that's Batman.
Sarah.
Anyway. To each and every one, skeet skeet.
Motherfucker, skeet skeet. Do we have any more messages, darling?
Yes, we've got one more message, so let's go ahead and play this last message. And then Mr. Pyro Blazegate and I have got to get on down the road and have a wee bite to eat and get on with our lives. But it's
yeah,
been
get on with the lives, darling,
fun.
Yes. It has been.
Totally
we need to do it again sometime.
Each and
yes,
every
cool.
one of you from coming through here. Super appreciate you, Pyro. And we got to do this again because this was a blast, man.
I don't appreciate you at all. I feel there's a kindred spirit here. I may even say I like you a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. See? Anyway, play this last message for us.
My apologies, my apologies. I did not realize that I came at the end. You know, as and another thing knows, I was live with Talk That Talk. And so, not so long ago, but hey, you know what? I will be sure to hop on earlier the next time you guys go live. I am following both of you, so I will get that notification, and we will have
live.
Some good times
live.
Here live on stereo.
Live on stereo.
Yeah, much love. No worries,
thank
man. You were working. You weren't. He's no slouch. It's not like he was sitting around on the couch with his thumb up his butt or something. No, he was working.
He's not a slouch.
He went out and he did his stuff.
Anyway, we gotta go. We gotta
move.
We
got three more goddamn messages.
We do.
No
play
more
them.
People.
Play them.
Don't leave any more messages, people. Please.
Don't
we
leave any
go.
More. No, we don't want to hear them.
Somebody at the door. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've got an accent for you. Which I guarantee you cannot do. Do Kevin Hart if you can do that.
Oh,
I actually don't like Kevin Hart. Do you know why? Because Kevin Hart just plays Kevin Hart just plays Kevin Hart in every movie.
Right. Exactly.
That's all he
he's
does.
Just Kevin Hart. I mean,
he's a small angry man, and that's literally all he does. I've seen him in quite a few movies, and all he does is play Kevin Hart, and it's just like, that ain't acting, that's just you being you. That's kind of like a form of egotism, and that's not acting, sorry.
Yeah.
I just don't like the guy.
Big, huge Chris Rock fan, but not a big Kevin Hart fan. Yeah, not a big Kevin Hart fan, and because you nailed it, because he just seems like my neighbor, right? Like, you know, like...
Yeah, and putting him with someone like The Rock. The Rock can act a little bit, okay?
Oh.
And he can be considered quite funny and considered weird sometimes, and plus he's very, very, very good looking. He's a big boy. But regardless, putting him next to Kevin Hart, they're not the new Laurel and Hardy. Stop it.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Since me and my cousin have had kids together, we've had about 5 kids, and basically they're all like cousin sister brothers and cousin sisters and sisters.
Whoa.
That's right. We got 5 kids, and they got 3 years between them.
5 kids and 3 years between them. Anyway, we have one last message, I believe.
2 more messages, but no more messages, please. We're trying
no
to go.
Messages.
Hello, you two. Great success. Can you do my accent, Borat? Yes, very nice. It's great
no.
success. My sister, number one prostitute in whole of Kazakhstan. We
Jeez.
Like you. No, we don't like Jew. No, not nice, no. We don't like the Jew. That was a little bit.
He was just quoting the movie. Yeah.
Really? You're a vegetarian? Oh. Oh, I cannot believe they make gay people take parking tickets.
All right. We finally made it through the messages.
All right.
That's it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.